With KET News in Austin, I'm Jimmy Moss. Life magazine once dubbed Madeleine Murray O'Hare the most hated woman in America. This week, a feature film about the longtime Austinite's life and tragic death made its debut at South by Southwest. Tommy O'Haver co-wrote and directed the film for Netflix.
We dove in and started writing it, and the more I wrote it, the more I fell in love with Madeleine Murray O'Hare. For all her faults, she was a pretty amazing woman.
But if you haven't heard of her, you may be wondering why she was the most hated woman in America.
You're going to spend your whole life preparing to meet the Lord. Boy, you folks are crazy as hell.
That was Madeleine Murray O'Hare in one of many television appearances on behalf of the American Atheists, a group she helped found and headquartered here in Austin in 1963. Before arriving in Austin, she spearheaded the movement to remove compulsory Bible reading and prayer from public schools, suing Baltimore schools on behalf of her oldest son. The Supreme Court sided with her, and that ensconced O'Hare on one side of an American cultural debate.
That when Jesus comes back, you mean?
What is he going to do with Jesus?
Oh, I'm sorry, but I think you're just as funny as can be. Now, if a little green man with purple horns would knock on my door and say I'm from Mars and I just descended, I'd believe him.
That was from the Phil Donahue Show in 1970, one of several appearances on that program.
It just seemed like such a juicy role to sink one's teeth into, to get to play somebody through many different eras in their life.
Academy Award winner Melissa Leo plays Madeleine Murray O'Hare in The Most Hated Woman in America.
I think that Madeleine's entire existence is completely full of surprises. And I think that the people that she had worked closely with and trusted that they would end up doing to her what they did to her is also equally surprising.
Surprising and tragic. In 1995, O'Hare, along with her youngest son, John Murray, and her granddaughter were last seen at the American Atheist offices on Cameron Road. Intrigue surrounded their disappearance after $500,000 in gold coins also went missing from the organization. Their bodies were not found and identified until 2001. Three men, one who was fired by O'Hare for theft, are believed to have kidnapped them, forced them to hand over the gold, then killed them. One of the men is dead. Two went to prison, though not for the murders. Her son, William, the one that inspired the Supreme Court case, he became a Christian evangelist.
That's what makes her such a great character. She's so complicated because she can be awful and to her own family. But at the same time, she was a very dedicated family person.
The Most Hated Woman in America has one more showing during the festival tomorrow night. It'll be available on Netflix next week. Jimmy Moss, KET News.